You're listening to the best of A Better Lawns and Gardens.
Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, horticulturist, landscape designer, Teresa Watkins. Good morning, everyone. We're so glad you're joining us. I have my cup of tea. I hope you have a nice good morning beverage and you're with us for the first hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. Yes, I tell you, I guess I just want to be just like you, Teresa. I got my cup of tea all week. I've been drinking tea, like I've been drinking the orange teas, a little bit of lemon, and they actually have a lemon loaf. What is that? The sour cream cake. What is
yes.
That?
Oh, it's, that yeah. It's a lemon cake.
But yes.
Yeah, but it's. I know the loaf. Do you have that in there?
Not today, but I did this week, and it was so good.
Tea just makes everything so much better. You know, whether you're trying to wake up or whether you're trying to, relax. Tea hits the spot.
True.
A spot of tea, and I love that we can grow the tea plant here, which is a jasmine. And you can make your own tea. And they're actually looking at growing crops of Yaupon holly to make tea.
Oh,
and
wow.
Here, the University of Florida is researching it and growing it in certain areas to see if it can become a good crop for Florida. So that's really exciting. So your week was good?
Very good. Can't complain. How about you?
Oh, busy week, but just a lot of fun. We had grandparents stay at my granddaughter's elementary school yesterday. So we got to go sit in little chairs.
My goodness.
And so I'll be posting some photos of that later on my personal Facebook page.
Of you sitting in the little chairs? Please tell me you have those.
But a cold front came through this week. I don't know if everyone felt it, but it came down from the high 90s and low 100s. And the humidity from those 110, 112 temperatures to, we're going to be in the high 80s to mid 90s this week. And so there was a little bit of a change. And so I am looking so forward to that. It's just a little glimpse of fall coming up. And we're going to get some rain. We've had some good rain this week. We're going to continue to get rain throughout the week. Just shut your irrigation systems off. Too much water is not good for plants and can cause insect and disease issues. So, this week when you're getting an inch of rain for the week, that's all your plants and your grass need. And we literally have people, homeowners, using 5, 6, 7 inches of water a week. So, check your irrigation, check how often it's going on. You're only allowed in most counties in the state, in most water management districts, 1 inch of water a week, 2 times a week is all your plants need. And when you think about it, you only need to be watering like once a week. And just let that water go down a little bit deeper. So you can do that and you don't need to do it even twice a week or at all if you're getting an inch of rainfall.
Okay, that's good information. Yeah, because I always kind of wondered. I guess you could probably also check out your local ag, the website for your local ag center.
For what?
To find out how much you should be allowed to water in your area.
Yeah, you can check that. You can call your utility company, but it's just 2 times a week. They don't specify a time. And so, 25, 30 minutes calibrating your irrigation is a great way to find out. You take a 7 to 8 tuna fish cans, dog food cans, cat food cans, mark 1 inch in the can, and then put it out in your zone, one zone, turn the sprinkler on, time how long it takes to fill that can to 1 inch. That's all you need to water.
Oh, that's good.
And so it may be different from your friends, your neighbor's houses, your friends, just because of the pressure, the types of irrigation systems. So one of those things that's very easy to control, and if you're paying for it, that's all the more important.
Oh, definitely.
You don't waste it. This is National Indoor Plant Week. It's always the third week of September, and so this year it's September 18th through the 24th. We know indoor plants clean the air. They provide oxygen. They relieve stress and create a relaxing ambiance inside our homes, reduces noise, removes carbon dioxide, and it brings nature into the home. So there is a houseplant for every need. If you want to add color inside your house, a great indoor plant is Calatheas. Calathea rosapicta rosy, that's the variety of prayer plant with symmetrical lines and different shades of green, silver, and pink. Beautiful color. The Stramantha triostar, we see it out in our landscapes, but it makes a great indoor plant too with lots of color with those red and white striped leaves. And it's just beautiful. Adding architectural flair, if you want to be really just bold and have a modern look, bromeliads are a really great choice. And the ZZ plant, which can grow in complete darkness. ZZ plant has really great architectural leaves. Looks lovely, shiny leaves. If you would like to add fragrance, Hoyas are a very great choice for indoor baskets or as your spiller over a container. And that's a Hoya carnosa. Crimson Queen is pink flowers. It's a vine, green and cream, and sometimes pink leaves. It is an epiphyte. It likes bright lights, and it's great for the pool area or an outdoor room. You want to put a tray. The flowers are very fragrant, and they literally drip that very sweet nectar.
Oh, wow.
And it just go up to it and just taste it. It's wonderful. Fall is approaching. We have tree leaves starting to change color. Autumn is one of my favorite seasons and one of the best times to plant trees in Florida. We have Dana Vendrick coming up. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nygaard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Did you know that December is one of the worst months for hit and run fatalities in Florida? This holiday season, slow down and pay attention while driving. And if you are in an accident, stop and stay at the scene. Leaving the scene of a crash with injuries is a third degree felony. For more information, visit flhsmv.gov/holiday. From highway to holiday, arrive alive this season. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp databank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. With us right now is Craig LeHoulier. He is got a PhD in chemistry from Dartmouth College, which he used to start his pharmaceutical career for 26 years. But he became passionate about gardening in the 1980s and started growing tomatoes. He's an advisor for Seed Savers Exchange Organization, and he's responsible for naming and popularizing many well-known tomato varieties, such as one of my favorites, Cherokee Purple, Lillian's Yellow Heirloom, and Lucky Cross. In 2015, Craig published two books, Epic Tomatoes and Growing Vegetables in Straw Bales. He has a third book coming out this year on his dwarf tomato project. He's also a co-creator of a collaborative online tomato course called Growing Epic Tomatoes with world-renowned gardener Joe Lempiel as part of Joe's Organic Gardening Academy. Craig is a dad and grandfather with his wife Susan and his lovely pets, and he lives in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Good morning, Craig. I am so excited to have you on.
Good morning, Teresa. I so appreciate the chance to chat tomatoes with you and everyone. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. And what's the weather like right now in North Carolina?
Oh, probably perfection is the word. There's a little bit of a fog burning off. It's going to be 64 degrees today and sunny. So we're going to head for the farmer's market after I do this little thing with you.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, no, that's great. I love that. So I saw you, Craig, 2 years ago on John LaPale's Growing a Greener World, and I fell in love with your passion about tomatoes. What do you love about tomatoes?
Oh, kind of everything. No, but I think it would be the fact that the diversity of the types, the flavors, the fact that they actually reside in most every gardener's garden. So there's always a lot to talk about, and the stories that are often attached to them. So they just give a way to build community, to grow gardeners by sparking their interest, and you get to eat the results at the end. So. Nothing I can think about that's not bad about, bad about growing tomatoes.
It's all good. And it's usually the starter plant that gets people involved in gardening. Was that the way it was with you?
What got me involved with gardening, actually, I was one of those really lucky people with a grandfather and a father that even at 2 or 3 years old would walk me through their gardens and show me what they were growing. And I caught the spark then later in life. So they planted the seed, took about 20 years to germinate. So my wife and I, as soon as we got married, one of the first things we did was have our garden, and we've had one ever since. So I've been gardening for 40 years now, and every year is a new adventure, which makes it all so wonderful.
So how many tomatoes do you grow a year?
Oh, it varies from 100 to this year where I went temporarily insane and I was responsible for 180 different varieties. A lot to grow, a lot to assess, a lot to save seeds from, but we had a couple of big tastings and I learned a lot. The more tomato varieties you grow, the more you learn, which means the more you can share with people. And it just becomes so much fun.
That's amazing. So now you've moved from where you were in the Raleigh area up over to Hendersonville. Where do you grow your tomatoes? Do you have a lot more property now?
Pretty much the same amount of property. We have a nice flat backyard, but it's our septic system. So we have a series of, or we had, they're all done now, but straw bales and containers is where our backyard garden was, and we had about 70 tomato plants growing there. There is a plane going overhead, so I'm moving indoors temporarily. And then I had a really nice volunteer opportunity nearby. There's a veterans healing farm that works with gardeners with PTSD, and I was doing talks for them, and they have a greenhouse. And they essentially said, Craig, here's a greenhouse. Go forth and plant with our volunteers. And we had 115 different varieties there. So those were in the ground. So I had the chance to test varieties in ground, in containers, in straw bales. So as a former chemist, I was kind of a mad scientist with big laboratories to play with this year, and it made it a lot of fun.
That's great. Now, you talk about 180 varieties or 110 varieties. How do tomatoes vary? I know there's different colors, but what else is different about them?
So they vary in size and shape, productivity, plant habit. So you've got the really tall, gangly, out-of-control indeterminates. You've got determinants, which stay in better control, dwarfs. We now have micro dwarfs. And the flavors vary all over the place. And interestingly, those flavors don't really correlate with the different colors. So for people to get the full tomato adventure, they just need to try things and find out what they themselves find grow well for them in their yard and what is it that they in particular love to eat. I've seen fights break out at tomato tastings over particular tomatoes where, this and that one would say, no, it's too acidic. And people would say those same tomato, no, they're too sweet. So we often forget how different our perceptions of flavor are. And so we're all on this journey to kind of find our own favorite tomatoes when we garden.
That's nice to know that we don't all have to go down the same path. And so one of the common complaints in Florida is that tomatoes don't taste like they do up north. And mine are always tasty, but is there a secret for making tomatoes delicious?
I find that the overriding factor in tomato quality has been the genetics that control that variety. So, for example, I've grown Cherokee Purple in Pennsylvania, where it was first sent to me, several gardens there in Raleigh and in here in Hendersonville. And every time the flavor and the quality has been equivalent. So I think when people are having issues with tomato flavors, they're just not picking the ones that are particularly delicious. And a lot of times people that just get their plants from the big box stores, they try to aim it down the middle. They don't get anything too controversial. And the flavors are probably just going to be so-so. So it is worth a hunt. In my gardening career, I've grown about 4,000 types. And I could be people's guides towards finding them exactly what they want because I remember what all 4,000 of those types actually taste like. So I've done a lot of work helping connect people with the exact type of eating experience that they're seeking. And it is possible to do that.
Wow, I bet that chemistry background really helps you with that.
It helps in creating the spreadsheets, and I do have mostly photographic memory. But I think the other thing that's really important is the full sun, keeping the plant healthy and happy. You know, various things come along. People say, withhold water from your plant to make them taste better. There's the internet has some great stuff on it, and it has some totally bonkers wrong stuff on it. So I think people really they need to be careful where they get their gardening info from, but mostly it's common sense. Read your plant. Think about, when I'm hungry, what do I need? I need food. When a tomato plant's hungry, it needs to be fed. When it's wilting, it needs to be watered. And so I'm not a real, even though I'm a scientist, I go about gardening as if I'm discovering something new every day, and I'm in the plants a lot, looking at them, observing them, and just reacting to what they're showing me that they need. And that makes for a really nice couple of hours to spend in the garden when you can do that.
I bet you will. You always look so happy in your photographs, so I know it works. So can we influence the amount of sugar in tomatoes?
You know, not so much. I think you can probably make tomatoes taste worse by treating them very poorly. But a tomato will express its genetics. And it just turns out that all tomatoes are equally acidic. However, they vary very, very widely in terms of sugar content. So if people are seeking out tomatoes that have that good sweet flavor that they're seeking, they need to grow a variety that genetically is just going to, it's coded to produce a lot of sugar. So a lot of the pink beefsteak types, a lot of the red and yellow swirled heirloom types, they're very, very sweet tomatoes. And people looking for good sweet tomatoes really should focus on finding the varieties that are going to do that for them. And I think I do have a chapter in my book that talks a lot about selecting tomatoes as to what people are looking for as to that sweetness parameter. And it'll be worth checking the book out of the library and looking at that chapter, or just emailing me and I can be their guide through this important question.
That is great. We're going to get that contact information for everyone. So how much space do you need to grow a tomato?
Well, tomatoes are one of those crops that benefit most when you get really good air circulation around a plant and really good sun exposure. And we in America, maybe the world over, gardeners in general, we really like to pack our plants in because early in the year they're small. We think, well, what about all this space? The garden gets growing, everything is crawling all over itself. And, you know, for flowers that may be okay, but for tomatoes that are too close together invite disease to happen. The sun's not getting to parts of the plant, so it can't do its disinfection job. So the fungal issues show up in the leaves with blemishes. So I like to go, when I'm growing in a straw bale, I do two to a straw bale, which spaces them at about 2 feet apart. Optimally, when I was growing in ground, I was keeping my tomatoes 3 feet apart. I like to be able to walk around them all the way. And even the garden we did this year in the greenhouse, they're too close. We get too ambitious. We want too many tomatoes, so we cram everything in. Next year, we're going to grow half the number of the tomatoes in the greenhouse, and I guarantee you the yield will be the same or better because we will reduce disease. The plants will be happier. There's less competition with the roots for nutrients. So it really is, if you can find the discipline to do so, space them 3 feet apart, and people's performance of their tomatoes will really elevate if they do that.
What are your recommendations for soil?
Because I don't grow anything in the ground anymore here at the house, I need to find good material for my containers. And I found that just getting a bagged soilless potting mix, often they're called planting mixes, with the key element being black cow compost to cow manure, because that adds micronutrients, but it also adds the ability of the potting mix to hold more water and not dry out so quickly. So whether it's a 2-to-1 ratio or a 3-to-1 ratio, I've found that really doesn't have to be specific on that. You do need to get that composted manure in with your soilless mix, and then the plants are really, really happy. And from that point on, I water them daily. We're in a hot area here at Hendersonville, and I feed them weekly. And I'm not fancy about the food. It's just an all-purpose fertilizer diluted out to a tablespoon per gallon. Each plant gets about a cup of that a week, and my garden just kicks butt and gives me everything that I need.
That's great, Craig. Now, I'd love to ask you a few more questions and talk about your excellent book, Epic Tomatoes. Can you stay through the break?
I certainly can. I look forward to it.
Thank you. So, Craig, how can our audience find out more about your website and all your tomato adventures?
Sure. CraigLahulier.com is my website, and it has a blog on it. And I am actually just in the process of doing my 2023 garden year summary. That's going to be a series of blogs. Email nctomatoman@gmail.com. And maybe the most important one at the moment is Instagram @nctomatoman, because people can find my 4 years of live videos that I've done in the garden through all four growing seasons, where I sit out there with my dogs and my plants. sweat like crazy, and just show people what's going on in the garden.
Thank you so much, Craig. We're going to be right back with more of the Tomato Man and his passion for growing tomatoes. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Informational Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a night nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. Tell them to call in with their gardening questions so I can help them too. Welcome back. So we are talking with the tomato man, Craig LaHouliere, author of Epic Tomatoes and a second book, Growing Vegetables in Straw Bales. They're both available on Craig's website and at bookstores nationally and online. So Craig, thank you for staying with us through the break. We were just talking about planting tomatoes, and in your Growing a Greener World segment, you did a really great demonstration of cutting off suckers. Can you talk a little bit about what suckers are on a tomato and why we should cut them off?
Sure. And really, this section applies only to indeterminate or tall-growing tomatoes. So anybody who's grown Cherokee Purple or Sun Gold, those are indeterminate. Determinant tomatoes like Roma, dwarf tomatoes really should not have any of their suckers removed. So a sucker forms every time a stem intersects leaves at a 45-degree angle. Growth comes out that essentially is nothing more than another major growing stem that will flower and produce fruit. People that actually cage their plants often won't remove any, or they'll remove just a few because they want maximum yield. Many of us stake our plants, so if we were to let all the suckers grow, the plant would become impossibly complex. It would pull the stake over. It would crawl all over the place. So I like to stake my tomatoes, and I usually use a strategy where I'm going to let two or three suckers proceed. So coming up the plant, I find them popping out between the stem and the leaf, and then I'll tie the main stem and those. Let's say I leave three of them go, that gives me four fruiting branches for that plant, and I just keep those tied to the stake. The thing is, the suckers will continue to pop up even on the suckers themselves, so you need to then be really disciplined and go there and snap them off every few days. That keeps your plant relatively clean. Air can get in. One thing that's useful, people will often let suckers grow to about 6 inches long, snap them off, put them in a glass of water, or put them in damp soil, and they will root. And it's a clone of the parent plant. And people can use this technique for succession planting. If they plant a set of tomatoes, they want to have a guarantee for risk in case something happens, bring a set of suckers along for each of those plants. You can grow them then. If something happens to your main plant, you can plant them in. They'll do just the same, or you can share them with friends and neighbors. So suckers shouldn't scare people, but you do need to address them because a plant over the course of a season will produce hundreds of them. Keep them in some sort of control.
Wow, that's really good information, because people I find are scared to cut their plants or prune them, and it's important to do that. Yeah. And it doesn't hurt the plant or shrub or tree.
No, the same as topping. So if you have a 6-foot stake and the plant gets to the top of the 6-foot, just chop off that main growing tip, and that will then you can let the suckers that are developing below take over. But I see so many, and this used to be in my own garden. The plants get so tall and you get a thunderstorm and they get top heavy and the winds with the storm will blow the plant over. Oftentimes we leave growth on a plant that's never going to mature tomatoes anyway by the time the season ends. Mm-hmm. So tomato plants are very resilient. They can take a lot. So have at it. Get your snippers and have at it and go and get that plant under control.
Yes. So let's talk about your book, Epic Tomatoes. And because I want to talk about seeds, but you have a chapter in seeds in Epic Tomatoes. Tell us about the book and what's your favorite chapters on it?
Sure. Well, it was definitely my labor of love. And, you know, once I got involved with Seed Savers in 1986, my knowledge grew pretty exponentially as I grew more and more tomatoes. And my wife used to say, when are you going to write your book? I'd say, well, I was still working at the time. Then Story Publishing approached me in 2012 and said they would like a tomato book for their portfolio. And I was so excited to finally download all of this information that had been crammed into my brain for all that time. I particularly love anything to do with stories and history. So flipping through that book, there's a lot on the history of the tomato, featuring some historic varieties, often paired with a seed catalog image for when it was released. And I think my love of this goes back to my love of my grandfather and always wanted to know what it was he grew in his garden. There's a section toward the back of the book where I recreate letters that people have sent to me over the years with their treasured seed. And that was one I thought about during a dog walk. I thought, I need to get Story to recreate some of these letters in the back of the book so people can get a sense of the beautiful writing, handwriting, that accompanied these seeds that came to me. Then there's one more appendix in the back that has a contest that I held in my gardens for 3 years where I wanted to prove to myself heirlooms could compete equally with hybrids for flavor and yield and beauty. So I have all of that data in the back of the book and in the appendix. I mean, I love everything about the book because I wrote it, but there are certain sections because I am into varieties and I am into the stories and the histories that I feel a little bit more proud about because they're kind of my unique ideas to include into the book.
Oh, no, it's a great book. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And and Lizzie is on a tear now. She loves it. So let's talk about tomato seeds. How do you save your seeds?
Well, I am a fermenter. I'm saving seeds from a lot of different varieties, and I'm also a seed sharer. So if I were to just spread the goop on a paper towel or a piece of newspaper, they would dry and they would grow fine, but then the seeds would all have little stuck pieces of paper towel or newspaper to them, and they're just not a clean way to handle them. So I just cut tomatoes in half when they're in perfect eating condition, squeeze the goop into a cup, and label it, and then put it outside with a paper towel over it, because once it starts to smell, which it will when it starts fermenting, the flies will become very interested in it. Only takes about 2 or 3 days in warm weather for a moldy layer to form, and that's good news. That means the gel around the seed is breaking down. That also means the germination inhibitor on each seed is about to get washed away. So you can't let it go more than 2 or 3 days, fill it with water, stir it. The good seeds all sink, so you just decant off the yucky stuff a few times, put them through a sieve, spread them on an unglazed paper plate. I'll often do 5 varieties on the same plate, just, you know, carefully labeled. And then after about a week or so, just sitting in my office window, they're dry. Crumble them up, put them in a packet, label them, and you have tomato seeds that will last 12 to 14 years just in at your room temperature. If you were to refrigerate them, you can get 20 to 25 years, but you have to put them in little plastic baggies. If you dry them down well and put them in plastic or glass, you could store them in the freezer and they'd last for 50 years.
So wonderful. We have to run,
sure.
Craig. I'm so sorry. I want you back to talk about your Dwarf Tomato Project book, which is hopefully coming out this year. Thank you so much for coming on. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Ho, ho, ho! And what can I get you, little girl?
Well, Santa, I'd love to get an apple tree and peach tree and a blueberry bush and herbs, too.
That's a lot for the elves to handle.
Oh, Santa, just stop by Quality Green Specialist.
Plants and flowers always make beautiful holiday gifts. Head on over to Quality Green Specialist's new location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand or at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice.
You know, I thought you'd be into gardening, Santa.
Why?
Because you like to ho-ho.
Florida is kayaking country. Kayaks are a great vessel for exploring the state's beautiful waterways, but it's important to be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. Get your boater education and learn about you and your craft's abilities. It'll help you have a safer, more enjoyable time on the water. Before you go, know your limits and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
The holidays are a great time to be reunited with friends and family. As you travel this holiday season, be sure your vehicle is road ready. Tires are your vehicle's first line of defense on the road, and checking your tire pressure before your trip can help ensure you get to your destination safely. With proper care and maintenance, they'll keep you safely motoring along Florida's highways. For more tips, visit flhsmv.gov/holiday. From highway to holiday, arrive alive this season. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Floridians, do you know how close you are to freshness? It's not a plane or a ship ride away. It's not across an ocean or over the equator. It's not even a far drive. The peak of freshness is at your grocery store, and it's called Fresh from Florida. Fresh from Florida is local produce grown by farmers right here in our own state, meaning it's always fresh, always in season, and always mouth-wateringly good. Look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo or ask for it by name where you shop.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightgard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
I'm all energized about tomatoes now, growing tomatoes. I'm very excited. I'm going to go home and look at all the ones I have growing.
I hated that we had to cut the interview. I mean, it was short. It was it was longer than our normal interviews, but to me, it was cut short. I was like, oh, I'm sitting here going, I'm doing my countdown to Teresa, and I'm going, okay, I got 8 seconds extra before I have to press the button. And I'm like, I don't want to cut him off.
He was really good. A big thank you to Craig LaJoie. If you would like to get his book, Epic Tomatoes, it's a great book, and we will have him on again because he's writing another one, and I know that one's going to be epic, too, as well. So Howie Peterson from Peterson's Nursery, our sponsors in Lakeland, thank you very much. Go in and tell them hi. He wanted to let you know that the Ridge Orchid Society is having an orchid show in Bartow today and Sunday from 10 to 4. And so it's going to be at the Polk County Extension Office in Bartow. So go by if you love orchids and want to learn more about orchids. It's a great event, and you will get to see the Petersons, and they have great orchids too as well. So thank you very much. So Ada wanted to know in text message she sent, she said, can you have too many worms in a raised bed or in your landscape? And so the answer is no, you can't. They are great for your landscape and for the raised beds. They recycle the soil. They eat the nutrients. They eat, you know, any of the compost that you're putting in there, and they create great fertilizer. So no, too many worms is not a bad thing in a raised bed. Great question, Aida. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And so have a text message. Would putting black plastic over large box planters sterilize them and how long should we keep the black plastic on? Well, if it's a planter and it's above ground, I don't necessarily think that it's going to be beneficial or necessary to sterilize it for the 6 to 8 weeks that you do a solarization for your pots when you just have that little amount of soil. So I would just say if you have nematodes in that soil, go ahead and get rid of the soil, put it in the compost pile so it can, you know, decompose again and be reused or recycled in the future. But start off with fresh soil, organic soil or potting soil or soilless mix in your planters. I don't think putting the plastic on it is going to be necessary because then you can't use your planter for 6 weeks. And so, you know, I could see doing it in the ground or if you have an area, but not planters. Great question, though. So then Alice in Volusia County, she had a question on her turf. And so we can't see pictures on our text messages here. So if you will send photographs to our Better Lawns and Gardens website, betterlawns.com, and you can send an email and it will allow you to upload your photographs to that. Then I can respond. But she says she's put chinch bug killers on it and she's watering it. So here's the point that I think I can say without having to see the photographs, that if you had chinch bugs and they did a lot of damage, then that's not going to come back very quickly. And so you might just want to replace that sod in that area. But it's so important that you have consistent watering or rainfall in your yard. And so with the drought this year, a lot of yards had without irrigation had a hard time keeping up with the extreme heat and with the lack of rain. So it's just going to be stressful to your landscape. So you might have to do it over again, Alice. I'm so sorry about that. But you just want to stay on top of it and reduce the amount of turf you have. You know, make your garden beds a little bit bigger. Have less turf and it'll be less area for you to have to maintain. So comments and questions for Teresa. Thank you. This is from Muggsy in Daytona Beach. She loved the tomato discussion. Thank you. I did too, Muggsy. And so, yeah, that's really great. If you didn't hear all of Craig's interview, we'll be uploading it today to the website. And so you'll be able to hear it again. She said back in Ohio, she had a rain barrel that she used to water her plants when needed. Here in Florida, she has a healthy lake in her backyard. It has active fish, turtles, snakes, ducks, and every so often a gator. Is it a good conservation watering practice to use lake's water to irrigate my veggie and flower pots? Yes, it's great to use it because you do have nutrients in that water from the algae, from the fish, you know, fish fertilizer, and all of that. That's great to use for your pots, your planters, even your yard. It's a great way to recycle, and it's going to be very beneficial for your yard. And so you're not going to harm anything using lake water. You just want to make sure that you're not overdoing it, because usually when we have lake water, it's a well. And with a well, you can't tell how much water you're using, and you don't have to pay for it. So especially if it's free, we tend to overuse things. And so I would just use the same amount, just 1 inch of water, calibrate it, figure out how long it takes for your irrigation system to apply that. And that way you'll be recycling the water. You'll be doing a good thing, not using potable water on your edibles or on your landscaping and turf. And that will be a great way to use the lake water. So very good question. So thank you, Cocoa Beach, for the comments. We do appreciate it. And so if you go onto our website, betterlawns.com, I show you what you can do this month in your garden. And we still have a couple more weeks of it. So we are starting now to plant for the fall vegetable garden. Also, too, you can read my articles, and I talk about this month, about growing plants that are good for the bath, that make your bath time more luxurious. And so you can go on and see that. Also, too, you can find out a little bit more about my Ireland trip next year, 50 Shades of Green. I still think we can take one or two more people, but you want to go on these trips. We have a great time. we geek out at all the plants, and you can find out more about that on our website, betterlawns.com. We eat at fabulous restaurants. We have wonderful hotels, and it's just going to be a wonderful trip next July 6th through July 14th. I think we can take one or two, but just check. We may have already filled up, and I don't know yet.
And I love that. I'm so excited for you. I can't wait for you to get back so I can hear all the cool things.
I'm going to bring you back shamrocks.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I need some luck.
Shamrocks. And so that would be great. If you'd like to learn more about me, you can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com. And we will be posting all the links that we talked about today on the show. So I'm going to be posting about National Indoor Plant Week and different types of plants that you can have indoors. I started to talk about that in the first hour. And we do have, let me see here, what can you use for a dark interior house? What kind of plants can you grow? Sansevieria and ZZ plants. You can grow that. If you have a room inside your house that has tall ceilings and bright light, you can plant or have a fiddleleaf fig tree, which is beautiful, or a variegated Ficus benjamina, a fig tree. Variegated fig tree looks amazing. For Southwestern or modern or Mediterranean indoor themes, succulents do very well in bright indirect light. They don't need a lot of water. They don't get insect problems on a general basis. And they are a wonderful way to incorporate some of that Mediterranean feel into your home. And also, too, desert rose grows very well indoors. So desert rose is also a succulent, has beautiful flowers, requires bright, direct sunlight in order to grow and bloom properly. It is the best to place the plant in a south-facing window or other location where it will receive at least 6 hours of sunlight a day. All right, so if you have a bright room, patio area that you would like to have a really easy care plant, desert rose is this. Now, when you have indoor plants, you want to make sure you have good air circulation. Good air circulation to prevent disease and insect issues. You want to have a good soil mixture, water consistency. You may not need to water as much, but it still needs water. And then you want to make sure that you rotate your plants so that all the sides of the plant get enough sunlight. Thank you, Lizzie, very much today for all your production. You're just the best.
Oh, thank you. And we have the best listeners. So thank you for your calls, your texts. We appreciate you, because without you, we could not do this show.
Exactly. I'd like to thank Dana Venrick of Quality Green Specialist Nursery for the first hour. And fall trees, go by and see how beautiful his trees are. You can get them in your car, I guarantee you. And he can deliver them to you, and they are beautiful. And you can have fall color here in Florida. Look at all the trees that are changing now.
I love this.
You'll know that. Yeah. You can see them by the side of the roads. Just check it out. Keep your eye on the road, though. And then also, too, big thanks to Craig LaHoulier, Tomato Man, for his wonderful information. If it's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.